"You came," croaked Hagrid when he opened the door and saw Harry emerging from the invisibility cloak in front of him. "Yeah, Ron and Hermione couldn't, though," said Harry. "They're really sorry."
Don't matter. He'd have been touched your ear, though, Harry."
Hagrid gave a great sob. He had made himself a black armband out of what looked like a rag dipped in boot polish, and his eyes were puffy, red and swollen. Harry patted him consolingly on the elbow, which was the highest point of Hagrid he could easily reach. "Where are we burying him?" he asked. "The forest?"
"Blimey, no," said Hagrid, wiping his streaming eyes on the bottom of his shirt. "The other spiders won't let me anywhere near their webs now Aragog's gone. Turns out it was only on his orders they didn't eat me. Can you believe that, Harry?"
The honest answer was yes. Harry recalled with painful ease the scene when he and Ron had come face to face with the Acromantulas. They had been quite clear that Aragog was the only thing that stopped them from eating Hagrid.
"Never been an area of the forest I couldn't go before," said Hagrid, shaking his head. "It wasn't easy getting Aragog's body out of there. I can tell you they usually eat their dead, see? But I wanted to give him a nice burial. A proper send-off."
He broke into sobs again, and Harry resumed the patting of his elbow, saying as he did so, for the potion seemed to indicate that it was the right thing to do, "Professor Slughorn met me coming down here, Hagrid."
"Not in trouble, are you?"
said Hagrid, looking up alarmed.
"You shouldn't be out of the castle in the evening, I know it. It's my fault."
No, when he heard what I was doing, he said he'd like to come and pay his last respects to Aragog, too," said Harry. "He's gone to change into something more suitable, I think. And he said he'd bring some bottles so we can drink to Aragog's memory."
"Did he?"
said Hagrid, looking both astonished and touched.
That's right nice of him, that is. And not turning you in either. I've never really had a lot to do with Horace Slughorn before. Coming to see old Aragog off, though, eh? Well, he'd like that, Aragog would."
Harry thought privately that what Aragog would have liked most about Slughorn was the ample amount of edible flesh he provided. But he merely moved to the rear window of Hagrid's hut, where he saw the rather horrible sight of the enormous dead spider lying on its back outside, its legs curled and tangled. "Are we going to bury him here, Hagrid? In your garden?"
"Just beyond the pumpkin patch, I thought," said Hagrid in a choked voice. "I've already dug the, you know, grave. Just thought we'd say a few nice things over him. Happy memories, you know."
His voice quivered and broke. There was a knock on the door, and he turned to answer it, blowing his nose on his great spotted handkerchief as he did so. Slughorn hurried over the threshold, several bottles in his arms, and wearing a sombre black cravat.
"Hagrid,"
he said in a deep, grave voice,
"so very sorry to hear of your loss." "That's very nice of you," said Hagrid. "Thanks a lot, and thanks for not giving Harry detention neither." "Wouldn't have dreamed of it," said Slughorn. "Sad night, sad night. Where is the poor creature?" "Out here," said Hagrid in a shaking voice. Shall we do it, then?"
The three of them stepped out into the back garden. The moon was glistening palely through the trees now, and its rays mingled with the light spilling from Hagrid's window to illuminate Aragog's body lying on the edge of a massive pit beside a 10-foot-high mound of freshly dug earth.
"Magnificent,"
said Slughorn, approaching the spider's head, where 8 milky eyes stared blankly at the sky, and 2 huge curved pincers shone motionless in the moonlight. Harry thought he heard the tinkle of bottles as Slughorn bent over the pincers, apparently examining the enormous hairy head.
"It's not everyone appreciates how beautiful they are,"
said Hagrid to Slughorn's back, tears leaking from the corners of his crinkled eyes.
"I didn't know you were interested in creatures like Aragog, Horace." "Interested, my dear Hagrid. I revere them.
said Slughorn, stepping back from the body. Harry saw the glint of a bottle disappear beneath his cloak, though Hagrid, mopping his eyes once more, noticed nothing.
Now, shall we proceed to the burial?
Hagrid nodded and moved forward. He heaved the gigantic spider into his arms and, with an enormous grunt, rolled it into the dark pit. It hit the bottom with a rather horrible, crunchy thud. Hagrid started to cry again.
Of course, it's difficult for you who knew him best, said Slughorn,
who, like Harry, could reach no higher than Hagrid's elbow, but patted it all the same.
Why don't I say a few words?
He must have got a lot of good quality venom from Aragog, Harry thought, for Slughorn wore a satisfied smirk as he stepped up to the rim of the pit and said, in a slow, impressive voice,
Farewell, Aragog, King of Arachnids, whose long and faithful friendship those who knew you won't forget. Though your body will decay, your spirit lingers on in the quiet, web-spun places of your forest home. May your many-eyed descendants ever flourish, and your human friends find solace for the loss they have sustained.